So yeah, so this next build is post-incubator, post-getting funding, and it was really after I had kind of found the heart of the game. Well, there were a lot of things that changed between that build and this build. One key thing is that you can see in this build the game is procedurally generated. The cone is gone. So you can see in this build you still have this vision cone that's preventing you from seeing beyond 120 degrees around the direction the player is facing. And taking that cone away was kind of an admission that the game was becoming an action game and was no longer a stealth game. And all those stealth elements started to fall away. As soon as you started memorizing levels and kind of developing a route through the level itself, it stopped feeling like this improvisational, reactive, id-based activity. And it felt more like you were making a plan and you were like memorizing something. And the procedural generation came in just as a way of avoiding that. And I think it's a different flavor of procedural generation than most games as a result. The procedural generation in Ape Out is much more clamped down and is mostly there just to make sure that you can't memorize anything and that you're always in a reactive state.